Das hat man auch noch zu viel verdacht.
Committee report, which is to find it
on the page 174, and the rule is 228. The F, it refers to either 288. The F of that rule, if the report is not signed, everybody agreeing to the report, then there are specific requirements that we are required to do. From one, to specify which respect and why there was no consensus. And Roman 2, in addition to the views representative of majority in the committee, comma, convey any views of minority in the committee in order to facilitate the debate when the report comes for the House. That's where I stop, Chair. So that clause is a clause that we need to take into consideration as the committee, as we finalize and draft the report based on what we have discussed. Because the operative there is the representative of the majority in the committee conveys the views of the majority. In this case, Chair, you remember in the discussion, I did take a view that the report, it is not a responsibility of the minority party or parties, but it is a responsibility of the committee as is constituted. And therefore, I took a view that it is wrong if you were to subcontract the responsibility of this committee to a party that has presented a view which they believe is their view. So that's nowhere in the rule for that is required for us to do it. And I did say, Chair, that in the event that the secretary of the committee had a view, that she would not be competent enough to draft the view of the minority, that in the committee session, we will do so as a committee, because we have gone through that process. We know what has been the views that have been voted by the minority or by a party in the discussion. In that case, the support of the committee's our responsibility, we would go to an extent of helping to dictate what that content, the content of that should be. So that's the explanation of that.
If you can just clarify what the effect is now, and what bearing the opinion and personal comments of Honourable Ramaphosa has upon reading the rules.
We wanted to read the rules so that members can be able to understand that the view of the minority should not necessarily come as a thesis, but we can be able to highlight those things that you are intimidating me. Why are you doing that?
I'm indicating that I want to follow up on what you just said, Jess.
Your question is because the music is ringing here. I was going to hear go all out.
You're most welcome to go all out, Jess.
I was still explaining that The Rule 8288 explains that you can be able to indicate where there are non-consensual agreements. And therefore, that is the proposal that I want to make to the portfolio committee to say we cannot deviate from the rules. We need to comply with the rules and be able to say these are the issues which in the portfolio committee were raised and we noted that these are the issues that there was no agreement. From the outset, you showed that the desirability of the bill, according to you, we did not agree with. So that is one of the things that if we are to deal with, we can be able to raise as a dissenting voice. And we don't need to have your thesis being part of the report as we discussed last week. Your follow-up?
Thank you, Chair. I don't take kindly to the remark that it's a thesis. In fact, it is a minority report, and I humbly submit, Chair, in equal weight as we've considered the content of Rule 88, I submit Rule 166, sub 4, sub B, where it is even more clear, where it says where this is not a unanimous report, which in this case it is. It is not a unanimous report. Roman 2, in addition to the views represented of the majority in the committee, express any views of the minority in the committee. In other words, it does not say that it can be interpreted in any way. It does not include a summary of view of the majority. In fact, it aligns directly on an equal basis the opportunity for the majority party to apply its mind and present its view, but in an equal manner, constitutionally, also grants the opportunity to the minority party to also express its view. This report not being something that needs to be approved, but just something that needs to be submitted. We don't seek approval. We just submitted the minority report in accordance to Rule 166 sub 4 sub B, and we request that it be included in its complete nature as submitted. Thank you, sir.
Honourable members, I wanted to move. Honourable Siadi.
I have my hand.
Okay, let me take it along those lines. I want to
rule. Chair, before you rule, but I think we must be fair here because these meetings are recorded. When we read something or ask, you must not dismiss it. You must read something entirely and also. The main issue here, it says, is the committee. And I think we must move from that premise. It's not the individual, must report to the assembly. Not the individual members of the committee. So I just want to raise that issue. At the end of the day, the committee must do it.
No, Chair, with respect to my colleague, the use of the Rule 166 is a wrong rule. The rule that you are referring to is the wrong one. We need to refer to the rule that specifically speaks to a bill that is referred to the Constitution. And that rule is 288.
Honourable member, let's
be order. Rule 288 on page 173. That's the rule that is applicable on the question of the bill that is referred to the committee for the consideration and reporting, having the report to the House. So, and I want to submit that nowhere in this rule, even on the Rule 166, nowhere is the responsibility given to eight parties to formulate their own views and submit it as what we need to take as given. The committee can only reflect on what they agree or disagree in is constituted when it is in session. That's where the matter is. We are in session, that's where we're discussing the matter, and I think we can argue about what should be in the report as a committee, you put together the committee here. We can talk until the cows come home. What is submitted? I want to make this point. What is submitted, the 19-page document that has been written and submitted for us to the assembly stop barrel, except can be rejected. In any case, we rejected it last week. We have instead suggested that the draft report as it was presented is rejected, that it has to be redrafted. And then redrafting that, we would all of us in session say what we will reflect, what is the views of the minority in the standing view on the accepting of the bill. So I want to make sure that we must not be taken to Rule 166. We're dealing with the committee, assembly committee, when the bill is prepared for the committee. And that is the rule that is applicable. No way in this rule where responsibility is given to a party to come up with their response report. I made this point last week. I want to repeat it. There is no such thing. I don't know my honorable colleague who gives them, which rule gives them the power to go and draft a report on behalf of the committee. And you call it a minority report. Because it's not. It's a party position. And I want to maintain this party position was supposed to have been submitted as part of the public hearing. If they had a wish to come and contest the discussion, they should have done it then. Not at the tail end and then come with a submission and then purport it to be a view of the minority. That's my view for the chair.
Honorable Chair, I can still indicate I wanted to do.
Yes.
Thanks, Chair, for the rule. In the main, I agree with my honorable colleague. But further, I want to take my colleagues on the same rule, 156. If we were to begin with it, 156 sub-3 says a report of the committee must be formally adopted by the committee. Now go to 4A. A committee may not submit a minority report. If we were to stick to that rule, we can still choose not to submit a minority report. Mm-hmm. I mean, if we think we want to emphasize that we stick to that rule. But if we go to B, which my colleagues are arguing about, and that's what Honorable Ramathagan has emphasized, if a report is not unanimous, it must then specify in which respect there was not consensus. It just indicates that in the following area, there was no consensus, because even if we were to say the DA position, They never rejected the whole thing. There are some areas where they were indicating that here we don't agree, here we don't agree. And the secretariat has been recorded. But at the same time, we must have the correct interpretation of the minority report. Because we are in the committee and we are members of the committee. My interpretation of a minority in the committee is that we may agree, but there will be one or two members of the committee who may not agree, and that represents a minority view. And my reading of the rules also don't say a minority party must submit report. It says a minority. My interpretation is that a minority as in the membership of the committee. So I would go along with the proposal, which we, in fact, is a resolution which we put in our last meeting, that the report be drafted, and I guess today we'll get that, and then we debate that report.
Okay.
Thank you, Chairperson. Chairperson, before I go to the board, perhaps, I wanted you to correct something, you know. We can be emotional by certain aspects. We must refrain from the language which was used earlier on to say, I don't take a kind of this by some of the members here. I think the relevant platform which the debating time is coming where we can do some of these things. But here, no, I was saying like somebody said about that way, that I don't take a kind of this. That language is not what's happening right here. And we want to entertain it. If somebody pushes us to that corner, we can respond to more than that. Then secondly, Chairperson, you see, I concur with my colleagues in terms of the definition of Rule 166.2.88. The Rule 166 is applicable. I mean, it's regarded as a public comment because it was very relevant to me, even to an extent, it was very relevant to the public hearings when we were supposed to listen to them. That's when they're supposed to submit what they submitted at the moment. And I concur with my colleagues that Rule 88, I mean, the rule 166 is a general, it's talking in terms of general report. But if you go to Rule 288, it's very, very specific rule 288. This is about committee's report, about committee reports. So I don't know why they, my colleagues are bringing this argument, because here we're dealing about the committee report. Committee report. So it is clear, Chairperson, that where we must look, but we mustn't abuse the lingo of section, I mean, the rule 161, no, you mustn't abuse it. It's time passed on long ago. Now we're confronting with Rule 288, where we must maybe submit the committee report, which I'll support the proposal which was, which came earlier on, that if there is a problem in drafting it, we can assist. Because we were there. And we're supposed to account about the budget which was given to us, about the process. To highlight some of the things, there was a briefing by the department. There was also an advertisement about the bill. That's part of the processes. There was been submissions. There was been public hearings, of which we've done all those processes. I don't know why then we bring this matter here. It is a new one. So, Chairperson, without wasting any time, I agree. Maybe the comment, and also which must be clarified before we go anywhere, this is not the view of the minority parties in terms of the record. It is the view of one party, not the entire minority's party. No. Because the other people are very, they know that we are speaking here, they will use that term as if they are representing other minority parties. Why not? That must be corrected as far. The rule is clear what we're talking about. And please mind our language. Because anybody who is pushing to that language, I'll go as far as transformation, because there are people who are resisting in terms of transformation, that they think and they hope and they dream that there will be no transformation in this country. Over what? That what that thing won't happen. Transformation will be transformation. But with laws which we agreed upon, people mustn't forget that when we're drafting these laws, it was about compromising from what was there before to an amicable solution, which is a negotiation settlement. Don't push us to debate. That's what I'm saying.
Thank you very much, Honorable Sibanda. I still repeat, I wanted to rule. Honorable Kako?
Before you say good morning, everyone, I just want to bring to the attention of the meeting that the report that contained the views of the DA stands rejected. What we are waiting for, Chair, is the report of the portfolio committee on the bill. The question that was asked by the secretary in that meeting, in our last meeting, was a question on how the committee report must entail. And we are prepared as members of the committee to assist in that regard. I wanted to bring that, Chair, because any member of the committee can have his or her own view. What we need now is a committee report. I thank you, Chair.
Thank you very much, Honorable Kletko. I think we'll come back to your statement. Honorable De Freitas.
Chair, I must like to respond to some of the comments. The first is that we've not claimed that this report represents any other party but our own. The rules specifically say a minority in the committee, not the minority. So, and according to the rules as well, the definition of a minority is any minority, any party excepting for the governing party. So that is our view. The second point is that it's not for the rest of the committee to reject or accept the report. It doesn't require your approval, and we're simply tabling it. The other point is that, Chair, no matter whatever your rule, I hope you're not going to embarrass the committee, because already COCTA and Economic Development have accepted their report with minority reports included. So precedents have already been set this year and previous year, but in the last week alone, COCTA and Economic Development have already submitted their report, which will be tabled very soon in the House, with minority reports included. So I'm presuming you'll do the right thing. And also just, you know, keep on talking about Rule 166. Rule 166 is not applicable here because it refers to reports. And what we're dealing with is a bill. So it's not applicable here. Also some comment have been made about a thesis and the style of the report. There's no way in the rules that indicates the style of reports and how it should be written. It is completely up to the minority that is tabling the report, how they write it, as long as they meet the regulations. And then comment is made about public comments. That is the privilege of being a member of parliament, is that you can go beyond that and have other avenues and other means to be able to have your say beyond what the public is able to do. So that's one of the privileges of being an MP. So, Chair, rule carefully what you're going to do, because you don't want to embarrass the committee. And depending on what your ruling is, we'll then consider our options. Thank you.
Thank you, Chair. If you would allow me to comment, I'll appreciate it.
1 minute.
If you feel to interject and rule, that's your prerogative, Chair, which I will respect.
1 minute.
Thank you, Chair. Chair, I humbly submit that Rule 166 is appropriate and that it stands over Rule 288, since it is very clear in 166 pertaining to committee rules and committee reports, specifically minority reports, it is underscored with a must, which says it is not discretionary in any way. I also submit that the spirit in which this is allowed is one of fair representation and an applicable constitutional applicable principle of entitlement of objection in the manner in which it is submitted. With regards to Rule 288, it is very clear that it says where it must, if it's not a unanimous report, in addition to the views represented of the majority in the committee, convey any views of the minority in the committee. So there is opportunity then for the majority party to convey views of the minority in the report. And this is described in 288. This does not say that the minority report should be excluded from the committee report, but it allows the majority to submit their view on the minority report. So I humbly submit, Chair, that you do rule that our minority report should be included in the package of the committee, and that you reserve the right then to fully comment on any views expressed in our minority report. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you very much, Honourable Member. Let me say, Honourable Members, the way you have been talking, you're pushing me into saying that we need to vote, which is an obvious thing. That when we vote, we are going to vote in favour of not putting the minority issues into our report. But I don't want to do that. I'm going to stick to Rule 288, wherein we are saying that we need to highlight the issues that you did not agree upon, but not to find our report being populated by the minority report as it has been like last week when we rejected it. I want to say, firstly, we are going to take Rule 288 as it is. Unfortunately, we don't have a report with us. Probably the report of last week that we were debating upon. But now, having said that, we are going to focus on what are the dissenting views that have been raised. We are now going to say, what is it that we want to see being inputs that come from members which will be in the report? Because the report is a report of last week. And I'm going to be taking, starting with you, Honorable Mpanza, who will write that.
No, Chair, thanks very much. Can I just highlight what are the issues that I am understood to be raised by the minority. On November 7, 2018, there was no consensus on the bill of areas of, but there was an objection on the motion of desirability of the last bill. And also the basis of that objection is motivated as the bill is said to be unconstitutional. The constitutionality issue was raised by the minority. That there was no proper financial evaluation that had been disclosed was one other issue. That it is based, that the bill is based on no court claims, which would lead to an unforgivability and delinquent behavior. Furthermore, the limiting common law rights with respect to general amnesia against the defaulted party was also raised. That rough and rough would run concurrently. Those are the issues that Chair understood to be the views of the minority, but also to emphasize that it was specifically we did not hear that from the NFP, IFP, EFF, and all other opposition parties. So, Chair, I would move that we just incorporate those things as the minority.
Thank you very much, Honorable
Mpanza.
Honorable Rabatakati.
No, Honorable Chair, I agree with the Honorable Mpanza submission. That is the capturing that we should be able to reflect in the report that this is the specific view that my military has presented by the motivation.
Thanks, Chair. On the part of the minority submission, I agree with what your colleagues have said. But in addition, I'll then submit that as a starting point, if we write our report in line with what is set forth under Rule 288, so that our report could be comprehensive, our report could outline what happened, so that everybody can understand where we're coming from, and so we submit to the report that they adopt the report.
I won't bring in issues.
I think if the matter is clear that we, in terms of the guidelines and the rules, that we, as Bando was summarizing it. But what I would propose then, no matter as I was, we indicated that the views of the minority, but we must put in the bracket that it must be specific that the minority which represented that minority was trustee, unlike Liberty, just like that, as if, because for the people who are coming after us, they would have thought that maybe all the minority parties said one, two, three, why not? It must be specific, in brackets DA. Minority, in brackets DA. Thank you, Chairperson.
Thank you, Chairperson. What I would like to see is a report written by the Secretariat of the Committee Chair, summarizing all what has happened during the process. The report that does not include any document written, not written by the Secretariat, meaning that there must be no document that is in the report titled as a document of any other party, but it must be a summary. And I also agree on what other colleagues have just highlighted, alluded to, Chair. I thank you very much.
Thank you. I wanted to say no. Don't talk to me in a sign language because I would not understand. I haven't even attempted to taught how to speak in the sign language. Thank you. When you're fine, I'm happy. Honourable Lucinda.
Thank you, Chair. Chair, I would submit that consideration also be given to the following under a heading constitutionality, that the following bullet points should be noted: rationality, equality, illegal earnings, referencing, dispute resolution remedies, human dignity, choice of medical practitioner, no medical cost, abolition of general damages, bodily integrity, deprivation of property, healthcare and social security, access to courts, tariffs, tagging, and then as a next heading, principle, as a next heading, process, with a bullet point, public participation. As a next point, no fault. Point three, common law. Point four, financial. And then the following four bullet points: uncertainty in modeling the cost of RABs. Second bullet point, dual system. Third bullet point, rehabilitation benefit. Fourth bullet point, average annual national income. As introduction, I would propose the following. The DA is not in favour of the RABS bill, but in support of changing the current RAB Act. A variety of issues play into challenging circumstances of the current RAB dispensation, and based on a priority list of the most critical issues, amendments should be prioritised. Sadly, particular elements have been singled out in a near campaign-like fashion to motivate RABS instead of addressing the bills. Yes, Chair.
Honourable Member. Let me cut you short. You go in back to your report that we rejected last week. We are not going to take that report. We have rejected it last week. You may raise it over and over again, but we have indicated that that report that you're now reading from, we will not take it.
Honorable Shalembe.
Sure.
unfortunately, I don't have the device to be heard, but I'll try to use my own voice.
Come closer.
No, I'm accepting the late punishment.
Thank you, Chairperson. I'm now comfortably seated.
We see a big doyak.
Chairperson, if I come in, well, I cannot comment much on the input or what I mean, how the DA is expressing their feeling. So I can safely say I'm cornered because I don't have much a background of what was discussed last week if I was not in the meeting. But I cannot deny having their right as being correctly said that it can be put as the input of the DA. So therefore, I cannot comment much on that. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We were talking to the issues of the report of the Portfolio Committee on Road Accident Benefit Scheme Bill. And we are saying that in view of the fact that the DA has submitted their report, we will not have that report being part of our report to Parliament. But having listened to what the Honourable Member has said, I think I need to take it to a hammer. Let's have those who are saying that we need to have the report forming part of the Portfolio Committee report indicated. In what Honourable Humsinga has just did, you read through your own report, and I said that we're not going to have that report, but I want to be generous and say those who are saying that the issues that you have raised must form part of the report should indicate to the Portfolio Committee by show of hands.
My apologies, Chair. I think we'll be voting on something which is illegal. Because the rules are clear. I think what the committee is saying is let the Secretariat go and draft a report in line with the inputs here, especially considering guided by the rules. Then we come and debate the report, because the rules are saying the committee must adopt the report. Then we come and debate the report, adopt the report, and indicate even the minority views.
Honourable Siabi, what I was trying to indicate here is I have requested that members should make inputs so that the report can be written. And Honourable Musinga has come back with that report of theirs to say they believe that those things must be included. Now I am saying, those who are saying, who are agreeing that we must include what he has just spoken to, let us have a show of hand, those who are saying that the issues that he was raising must be included in that report. Are you saying that it must be included? I want a show of hand of the issues that those issues must be included, show of hands. And those who are saying, okay, it's only you, Honourable Humsinga, who say that the issues must be included.
Chair, you're not leading me.
No.
Could just respond.
No. Listen carefully.
I'm listening.
The issues that you raised.
I'm understanding it, Chair.
I want to put it on record. People who are agreeing that the issues that you raise must go into the report must raise their hands. Thank you very much. Those who are saying that those issues must not be part of the report must also raise their hands. Procedural. Okay.
I wanted to raise it on procedural grounds.
Chair, this letter procedural, there was a move in the last meeting. And the seconder and the third and the fourth and the that the report be rejected in the last meeting. So Chair, I think you are very generous indeed, which I think is good. But I think let's follow the process again. I think that's what we are driving at too. I just want to move, Chair, again, for record purposes now, again, that this report that has been presented by the DA as a minority report be rejected. I move, Chair.
Is there any seconder to the move that the report be rejected?
I did move this motion in last meeting. I'm seconding it again. I think that it is not up to the DA to come here to the report. The report is a responsibility of this committee to provide and reflect the views of minorities.
Thank you, Honourable Member. I think Honourable Tseko has really guided us to say we need to make input into what should be reflected in the report. And hence I am saying, in view of the fact that Honourable Lusinga has raised again the issues that come from the rejected report, we need to have a show of hands as to who agrees with that and who does not agree with that. And for the fact that the report is now rejected for the second time, we need to put closure on this report. Honourable Musinga, let's come with other things other than the report of the minority. Honourable, before Honourable Musinga, Honourable Tseko.
Chair, without delaying the meeting, I wanted to come back to the fact to say, I think you were correct to say, I think, Chair, you were correct to check how many members in this meeting say the items as read by Honourable Umsinga must be included or not included in the report. I think that question was correct, Chair. I was going to move that the points as read by Honourable Umsinga be not included in the report. I am moving, Chair.
Any seconder? It has already been seconded because the report is rejected. The report has been rejected.
Thank you, Chair. I would humbly want to put on record, Chair, that it's a misunderstanding of the whole compilation of the committee report. I hereby submit that this report should compile of different components, one of which should include the minority report, that the majority party has the full right to then have a particular view on the minority report's content, and that this should not have been a process where any report, specifically the submission of the minority party, had to be approved in any way, but simply had to be included as part of the committee report. It therefore has nothing to do with generosity. It is absolutely to do with constitutional fairness and rights, and that what's happened here is a contravention of normal procedures and rules.
Now that the decision has been taken off in the minority views, what the committee foresees as a report that needs to be placed in front for adoption. I think Honourable Siabe indicated that we need to have a report of what transpired in the committee ever since the bill has been put in front of the committee. We've had public hearings in Parliament, in the provinces. We've had lots of inputs that have been put forward. We've had objections from members of this portfolio committee on certain issues. And to us, that is what we believe should be a report of the portfolio committee in this instance. Honorable Ramatakana, Honorable Siabi, Honorable Mpanza, Honorable Sibande, I want us to close it. As you are speaking, make input to what the report should be like.
No, thank you, Honorable Chair. The first point is that I think the view as expressed by Honorable Mfina in terms of how we agree, I think that with respect, I don't agree with it. Well, I can understand where he's sitting, and I can understand that he represents the political party, and I can understand that he has to do what he's doing. But it does not mean that what he is suggesting at the end of the day is what we are dealing with. So, Chair, then coming to the point that the Secretary of the Committee is pointing, I just think that the content of the statement is not accurate in the sense that he says that a decision is taken that we must exclude the minority report. What should the report be? Earlier on, we have suggested that the rule is directive, the rule is instructive in the sense that we need to reflect what is called minority view, that those must be conveyed in the report to facilitate the discussion in the House. That's what the Rule 288 requires, that we as a committee would like to comply with that. We would like to comply with that, and a particular proposal has been presented by Honorable Panza, what are those summary of those issues. It does have the unconstitutionality. It does have the disparity. It does absolutely have the issue of financial, affordability issue. It does have the issue about common law. It does have the issue about general damages. It does have this issue about the concurrent running of the big tier. Those issues is what has been reflected, but reflected and summarized in a positive light, this is what has been outcome. So I would think that the Secretary will write a report. There is a sponsor that has been put into a meeting about the content of the of that minority view that is going to be conveyed by the committee should be. So that's what I think. I think that we could then maybe, because I was reading from a written paper, that paper that we made available, I think that we have a seconded. There was a move of proposing this paragraph, and there was a move of seconding that particular paragraph as part of what should be contained in that particular section that the rule director came. I want to agree with the chair's, I mean the sentence asking what is the content of the report should be. I think it's been articulated. I think that it's a comprehensive report. It's a report that tells the reader what we have done when we received this bill, what we have done, and when we went around the provinces, the kind of views that we received, the summary of the views, and by and large coming back to consider every submission that was made, including the submission that we have written, submission that we have done, which we have done in terms of reading this particular book. So that will be a comprehensive report. I don't know how long that is going to be, but you will be able to manage the number of it to make sure that at least the reader of the committee report should understand what we have been able to do. And we can dictate at the end of the day what the CDC and the conduct advisor and the researcher come up with. We will consider it once it's presented to the committee.
Can we take it on that note? One more question, Chair. I think this short paragraph now is the intention for the Secretary to expand on this point, Chair. or are we supposed to really draft it as given to us in the briefing?
I thought Chair at the beginning the secretary of the committee did say she's not competent to write what should be construed as a view of minority. Right? So we then said we will, in that case, in the constituted meeting we will suggest what should be that view. Because we've listened to everybody during the process. And what we have now dictated, I think that is how we would like to convey the minority view in the committee report. So what is being drafted, it will be difficult for you to elaborate, because you did say in the first place that you are not going to be able to write it because it should come from minority, it should come from the committee. So I think that is for me, it is there. If you want to extend it, you can extend it because you're writing, but you will consider it when it's presented before the committee.
Honorable Musinga, Honorable Mpanda.
Thank you, Chair. I was just working on something else here and I overheard. I might just stand to be corrected. What the Honourable Ramaphosa said, is he saying that the majority party is now going to decide what the minority party should say in the suggested new report?
No, Chair, maybe for purposes of perhaps factual. We would, as a committee in session, in compliance with the rule 288, Roman 3, reflect the majority view and minority and convey the
minority.
This court is a duty of the committee. It's not a duty of the individual. We will do it as a committee in session. That's what I say. That's what is required from the rule.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Honorable Banda first. No, Chair, I just wanted to enter to this one of expanding. The question interesting to me is how can a committee secretary expand on what the committee is doing? It will not be helpful. The view of the minority. But I say the same time, I'm not saying that she cannot do it, but as long as it's not going to deviate from what it will be expanding, but not losing the essence of what are the main issues in what is presented.
Thank you very much. I think, honorable members, I would be very comfortable if we could give input to the, because she doesn't have a clue of what to write. That's what she's trying to say. She doesn't know what to write other than having that minority report attached as the report of the committee. Can we assist her to write a report and say, this is the view, this is the proposal that we're making that we must put as part of the report. These are the other things as raised by Honorable CIE, that the report doesn't emanate from this committee meeting. It emanates from what we have been doing since April, May of this year to date. That, to me, those are the essence and the thrust which must be contained in the report. And then we're able to say, having done this, these were the issues which we did not find consensus around, and then we are able to, as has been proposed here. Honorable Chair.
I think, Chair, you stole my words, because I wanted to say Rule 288 guides us on what to do. I mean, it would be wrong to say the secretary doesn't know where to start when she was part of the
proceedings all along. And I also wanted to respond to Honorable Umsinga's concern that there's no way it says the ANC must write the report or the DA must write the report. It says the committees must write the report. And who's the committee? 11 or so members who are in the committee. And obviously within the committee, there will be a dissenting view. And that might that dissenting view might be coming from me, even if I'm a member of the ANC. It might be coming from the DA or whoever. That minority view, which is a dissenting view, will be recorded. That's why Honorable Panda was trying to guide that as we draft the report, in terms of what we had during the process, is that there were members of the committee who were not comfortable with the following, and that were directed by the rules to capture those views. What we are rejecting is a report from DA, which must be regarded as a report of the committee. But the minority views, as directed by the rules, must be captured in the report.
Chairperson,
the meeting was closed long ago. I don't know why we didn't open it. For an example, you see.
Thank you very much. This agenda item is closed. Yes. Can we proceed to the next agenda item?
Yes. Well, I want you to
comment. No. No. That's what you said. Agenda was closed. Let's move on.
Yes.
Can we get the next agenda item? We're calling the Mugwana.
No, I want you to talk on it.
We're calling.
No.
Just such a structure.
But I think
there's a team that deals with the air that it goes through so let's agree that the team will be able to meet the proposal that has been made. Honorable Unsinga, Honorable Sibande has said that we have long closed the topic and people keep on coming back. I wanted to ask to go to the next item so that we can be able to finish the meeting. Your quick words, sir?
Thank you, Chair. But, just on the technicality of how such a report should look, I want to propose section 288, sub 3, sub F, Roman 1, where it says this report must, if it is not a unanimous report, specify in which respects and why there was not consensus and the rest. So I think it should be quite clear, and in addition to this, I have submitted our document from which all these different aspects can be extracted.
Thank you,
Chair.
Yes. The document doesn't exist. I thought that honorable members when they speak.
I just want to say one thing, if there's any uncertainty about my competency, Chair, then I am want to encourage the committee to approach the House Chairperson so that the matter can be cleared, so that the committee has someone who can provide competent service to the committee.
Yeah.
I will pretend this if I didn't hear what you said.
Yeah.
Honorable members, can we proceed to the next agenda item, which was the first item on our today's agenda, briefing by the department. Travisa, you're not here when you wanted to start with this item. I don't think it's going to be long an item. Can we hear from you?
Thank you very much, Honorable Chairperson, Honorable Member of the Portfolio Committee. Without further doing preambles, I know that we have circulated the presentation, the Word document as well as the PowerPoint presentation. It's the Lusaso, the charter, which is aimed at developing the subject protocols assisting other member states on aviation matters. So I will therefore ask Liba Mabaso, one of our chief directors, to take us through the details of the presentation. Thank you very much, Honorable Chairman.
How are you?
Oh, I'm fine, thanks, and you?
With hope.
How are you?
Where are you?
I'm good. That guy that was standing next to you, I think from Law Society.
Yeah.
I think he left.
Okay. Thank you. Thanks.
Thank you.
Hulle het na my toe gekom en gesê, hulle dink, jy het dit vergeet iewers.
Chris, daar is ander collega. O, ek wil net vraag, ek dink sy weet wie die eienaar van die jongen is. You know, is it non plus flash this?
No, it was meant.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I'll check with the still there.
Okay.
Okay, thank you. The guy with the dreadlocks. Oh, okay. Yeah.
Honorable
I'm so sorry. Chairperson, while one is supporting but I'm just checking. It's stated here in the document that the president has already authorized the Minister of Transport to sign the charter. Now it comes again that it must go to Parliament to get that authority. I'm asking, was the...
Which page is that?
No, no.
Okay.
I didn't quote the page.
Page 3. It's page 3.
Page 3. Page 3, chapter 3.
Okay.
Now, I'm asking, was the president not aware that this thing must go to Parliament first? Because I'm looking now, he has already authorized, but now he's coming. Is he going to rescind his decision of authorizing the Minister of Transport to sign the document? I'm looking to the two authorizations now.
Page 3 says the president authorize the Minister of Transport to sign the charter.
Yes.
Once the charter has been to the portfolio committee, then it will go to the minister to sign on behalf of the President of the Republic. He has already said to the minister that he can do it on my behalf. But minister will not sign it until we pass it through. And the honorable member of the DA has moved that the report be honorable members, the report of the portfolio committee on the charter establishing the South African Development Community Aviation Safety Organization, SASO, dated the 13th of November 2018, the portfolio committee on transport, having considered the request for approval by the parliament of the charter establishing the South African Development Community Aviation Safety Organization, referred to it and tabled in terms of section 231 subsection 2 of the Constitution 1996, recommends that the House approves the charter. Is there any mover? Honorable Rauma Takana, you move. Honorable, can you move? You so move. Thank you, Honorable Humsinga. You so second.
Yes, indeed, I so move.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Honorable members, these were the two items that were to be considered by the portfolio committee. You know, when you do all these things to me, I get so stressed that I eat a lot of sweets. So yeah, those who are next to me, they are always the beneficiaries of eating. So because my temper always, I get palpitations. So you must give me a lot of sweets so that I can reduce my palpitations. Honorable Defrater.
Chief, for the meeting, I just want to inquire. I think two meetings back, we asked about the proposed oversight trip abroad, and also discuss briefly the oversight visits locally as well, and a few other issues. Have those issues been addressed? And may I suggest, if not, that perhaps we concretize the delegation of Muslim to see the House Chair opportunity. Thank you.
Thank you,
Honourable Member. In fact, I nearly forgot a very important aspect. There is a proposal that we take Friday and Saturday of the 23rd.
Yeah, somewhere in November that we visit the four municipalities, Bloemfontein, Rustenburg, Kusunduzi, Ekuruleni, the fourth one, and that we divide ourselves into two groups. We just wanted to establish members who will be available for us to be able to do oversight on DRC. one on the international trip. Remember, let me remind you, honorable members, that there was an agreement in this portfolio committee that members led by Honorable Sibande will go to the House Chair and just go and find out as to how far is progress in terms of us going to Brazil for an oversight visit. And my anticipation was that once that has been done, the report will come to the portfolio committee. But I think in one meeting we also agreed, I need to be corrected, said corrected, we have said that the ATMS and AXA bills need to be advertised. I have since gone to the House Chair to say, because these were the bills we were, the leader of government business was saying that they are urgent bills, and I've gone to the House Chair to say that we are seeing this critical bill, but he has indicated to us that they can be able to allow us to finalize those bills before we go into the sauna and go to our election matters. So those were, to me, the critical one was to just get an indication as to will members be available when we go on oversight Friday, Saturday. It will just be one weekend, Friday and a Saturday, and we are done, and then the report gets developed and sent to Parliament. Honorable members, Honorable Ramataka.
No, Chair, I wanted to respond to one issue, but maybe that relates to the table. The recommendation for the overcut. I think that I have no objections to the oversight, except that I have profound problems with my quality. But I wonder if that we can. From the second part of the on our Bando was supposed to be, so the Bando was supposed to be the key to see the House Chair. I remember the Chair, but I also remember the plea that was made by the members of the committee that for purposes of authority and stature, that you support the committee that you have suggested that it be established by your presence. In other words, you're not leading the debate with the House Chair, that your presence is important, that you should form part of the committee and that's going to be seen. Because if you don't do that, the normal question will be, where's the leader of the portfolio committee? In terms of recognition, the status of recognition insofar as the parliament is concerned. So I want to remind us that was also part of the motivation, in terms of a plea, that we should support this team simply by the president. So I don't want that to mess that issue. One of those ones they can meet, but you just form part of that.
Okay.
Any
questions? If we can just get an indication when that can happen, Honorable Dictator.
Chair, I don't think that we can dictate the time. I think the House Chair would need to tell us. And I just want to reinforce, I know that you're very stressed about this issue. If we could just answer these, just be present and on the secondary and leave the discussion and so forth. But I think we need the House Chair to tell us his or her availability, and we'll input that.
I'll immediately out of here,
put them
to the House Chair. Okay. Can we get an indicator to the committee secretary? people who will be available for the outreach to the four municipalities, two groups, one goes to the other two municipalities, one to the other two municipalities, and then collate the report. Just indicate your availability to Valerie so that you can be able to know if it will, the trip will be successful or not, because if you don't have sufficient members, it means you cannot be able to go. Honorable Chair,
Chief, may I ask how many members do you need us to make the right job, the viable job? How many people need to be available?
I also have a challenge on Friday.
Seven.
Honorable Chief, I just wanted to inquire, because obviously the program hasn't been drawn up. So if we're visiting four municipalities, it means that each group is visiting only two. I suspect the problem for some members would be that it's over 2 days. Would that visit not be able to be conducted in one day? And I don't know what the practicalities are, and that may help certain members in them being available, maybe just for 1 day, not 2 days. I'm just trying to come up with a solution, so I may, it may be a wrong question.
The logistical arrangement. We'll try and look at the logistical arrangement that if you are in group of day, can you be able to go a Ekurhuleni in the same day and work in Ekurhuleni? If you are in Sunduzi, can you be able to work from Pietermaritzburg to Rustenburg, you know, or from Pietermaritzburg to Ekurhuleni, group of day to Rustenburg? These are the logistical arrangements that can be looked into, and then we stand to be advised. But I still insist that honorable members who will be available to submit your names to your committee secretary so that we are able to know if we must continue or should cancel the visit. Do you still have other issues? Can we, honorable director? Okay. In view of the fact that we will be having the AGNS and Acts of Bail being publicized, the House Chair has indicated that he will give us at least a week to do the public hearings before the State of the Nation, the 7th of January or the 1st week of February, somewhere there, before the State of the Nation, so that we're able to be over and done with the public hearings, and then the bills are through. Honorable Director?
Chair, I still don't understand how we're going to have time to follow all the processes. Get it to the National Assembly and the NCP and follow their process all before the end of this parliament. Has the time frame been worked out? Will we be able to make it?
What we discussed with the House Chair was the FA program that he was saying we can be able to make for us. That we advertise the bills, get inputs, and then get a week, because it's more technical and cosmetic in nature. That And then the MA, I accept to be advised, because to me the technicalities of what really happens when we are in Parliament, sometimes they are shy and apagat. Can we adjourn the meeting? We will keep on being updated as to what are the critical points with respect to this whole. Thank you very much, honorable members. The meeting is adjourned.
Thank you.
Memo.